Seven-time WNBA All-Star Diana Taurasi announced on Tuesday that she will sit out the 2015 season, and she'll make more money doing that than she would have if she'd played. Here to explain is ESPNW's Kate Fagan. Kate, tell us about the offer made by the Russian club for which Taurasi plays during what the rest of the world regards as the basketball season, even though it's the WNBA's off-season.
Exactly. Taurasi's played basically year-round since 2004 when she was drafted out of UConn. So she's always played in the WNBA during the summers. And over the last probably 3 or 4 years, some of these Russian clubs, they've floated the idea, you know, to the people around Taurasi and other players of her caliber that they would be willing to pay her a bonus if she did not play in the WNBA. And playing 11 and a half months out of the year leaves Taurasi, and it would leave any player maybe not at their best every single night because of that schedule, you know, the potential for injury. So because of the finite playing career that all athletes have, I think finally she was willing to consider sitting out the WNBA season in order to financially make more money than she would make, and also extend her career maybe for a few years because of that offer.
You have written that dozens of other players have received similar offers to sit out the WNBA season. Why has nobody accepted an offer like that until now?
I think most WNBA players do feel a sort of solidarity with each other and with the concept of the league. It's 17 years old. It's young by professional sports standards, and they have become more stable, and financially they're moving in the right direction, and I think they want to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
So that has always been a key to them. Now, I will add the caveat that this is the first player who we know is taking the deal, and because she's Diana Taurasi and she's always been brash, she's just saying it's about the money, right? And we don't know other players. Maybe they were like, you know, I'm nursing an injury, or I'm going to sit out this season, I'm rehabbing, or any other reasons. We don't necessarily know that they haven't taken this deal, but she is the first one, and it doesn't surprise me it's her, to say it's about the money.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if I know Taurasi a little bit, that's important to her, to point out some of the flaws in the system.
Diana Taurasi earns about $1.5 million a year playing overseas in Russia. That's nearly 15 times the WNBA's maximum salary of about $107,000. Given current WNBA revenues and expenses, is there any way the league can hope to address this imbalance?
This is where I think it gets fascinating. The WNBA is very precariously balanced financially. Nobody who wants to see this league succeed suggests that they should pile on more salary, because that's just going to cause the WNBA to go the way of previous women's professional leagues.
Mm-hmm.
But I did not know how many players in the WNBA made around max money. You know, because when you look at the NBA, you got max guys, and maybe a team has two, but because of those constraints, they can't have, you know, three or four. And the WNBA has over 40 players, 12 teams, 40 players making the same amount of money as Taurasi. That's the part where I don't believe that those players move the needle the same way. So there's certainly an opportunity there where the star players who are getting it done for the WNBA should be getting more. You know, in the same way people tune in to watch LeBron, it's a smaller scale, but people tune in to watch Taurasi. And I think that should be better rewarded.
Kate Fagan writes for ESPNW, and you can link to her piece, Diana Taurasi's Decision to Sit Out Should Spark WNBA Salary Changes, at onlyagame.org. Kate, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you for having me.